Charlotte City Manager Ron Carley gave taxpayers a preliminary glimpse last night into how the city will spend their money and what they'll be paying. Carley presented to the City Council his recommendation for next year's budget, which runs from July through next June. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports the changes are relatively modest.
First, let's start with the taxes. Here's Carley.
There is no recommended increase in the property tax. There is a $1.73 a month increase proposed for the water sewer fees to maintain services and a 24-cent per month increase in stormwater.
That's for an average household. It's actually a 3% raise to those utility taxes. Overall, Carley is recommending the city increase its spending to $2.1 billion, 6.5% more than last year. Part of the increase comes from an escalation in the city's capital improvement plan, things like the Blue Line extension and the streetcar. Others include a 3% increase to city payroll to be distributed on merit. Carley says the city will have the money for the extra spending, even without raising the big taxes, property or sales, because the economy continues to improve. Why not use it for a tax cut?
What I've not heard from the council is a desire to reduce services or a desire to pay our employees less than other employers pay. And so if we wanted to do a tax cut, we simply would do less.
Not all city employees were thrilled with the pay raises. About 24 utilities and sanitation workers attended the presentation in uniform. Larry Mackey is a utilities worker and vice president of the local chapter of the Public Service Workers Union. He says at the lowest pay levels, those workers are at or near minimum wage.
I tell you what, a check two person might bring home $320. A check one person, you're talking from $290.
A week for 40 hours.
40 hours.
The next step for the budget is a public hearing on May 12th. Mackey says he'll be there to ask council to include a larger raise in the final budget. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.